What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside Blazing Blessing Jr., joining the podcast for the first ever time.
No. It's me, Blazing Blessing Jr. I'm going to say, Nick, you have my favorite nickname for me. Because Greg Blessing? Calls me, yeah, Greg calls me the OK Beast. Tim calls me the future face of the games.
The new face of video games.
I like Blazing Blessing. It's very simple. It's very straight to the point. And also, I just like the idea that it came from pizza.
But also, let's think branding here, you know? Like, can you imagine, like, the logo fire? I'm thinking,
oh, yeah. Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of branding opportunities.
Yeah, that's like a halo on fire kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a blazing blessing. Yeah. Somebody designed that, send it to me. I'm not going to pay you.
To his right or bottom or left or top is the second best baby blue eyes in San Francisco. Let Tim host, Mr. Tim Geddes. How you doing?
It's true. I'm doing fantastic. I got stories for days on this podcast.
Man.
I'm
trying
bring some big Greg Miller energy to this because we're missing the big guy himself.
Of course, Greg Miller died yesterday. Yep. And we've been holding that from you guys for a day and a half now. We're going to see how long we can last before we have to make it public that Greg is no longer a
guest. Yes, I love you. It's going to be difficult.
Well, people are going to know something's up when he doesn't post on Instagram 500 times a minute.
Oh, yeah.
True.
And of course, rounding out the group. The Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat,
he's doing it,
clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting, headshotting, nitro rifle. But there's an O at the end of this because Greg accidentally put an O there. So I have to do the nitro rifle O.
Okay.
Rifle O.
That's going to throw off the rhyme.
Thank you so much.
Sorry,
guys. I can't believe he did it. I'm really...
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. He didn't finish it.
It's in the document that Greg uses for the show. I just kind of put that in there from twitch.tv's Andy Cortez. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing all right. I'm just still getting over this little choking issue. I almost died a little while ago.
Before we started the show, Andy slacked us all. I was like, hey, I'm going to need like 10 minutes. And we're like, okay, cool. That's totally, totally fine. Then when he came on, he told us that the 10 minutes was necessary because he was choking and he needed a little bit of time to get back to normal.
I was eating beef jerky.
It sounds like it's still going.
Yeah. I was eating beef jerky. No. Now it's just like indigestion. Now it's just burping and stuff. But earlier it was like a beef jerky with the chips and then the water. And then suddenly I just felt it all go in the back of my throat.
Do you think it's because you're taking, panic. Are you still doing antihistamines? Are you doing a lot of stuff for allergies?
I do at night. Yeah.
So I've been taking. Why are you laughing at that?
Makes it sound like a hardcore drug.
Yeah, Andy doing cocaine. Like cocaine.
To be fair, an antihistamine, I believe, and Kevin can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's a methamphetamine, right? Can't you make meth out of like?
Yes, that's correct. Tech? Yep.
Yeah, that's why they always have you give. That's why they're like, we need your. You can only buy like one box, and we need your license. And that's why I always say, okay, my license number, and then I give them Kevin's license plate number, and then they go, sir, we need your driver's license number, and we need a picture on that. And I'm like, we look a lot alike now because my hair is growing out, Kev. I'm doing the Wolverine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, it's not a antihistamine thing. I don't think.
No, because I've been getting really weird, not sore throats, but like dry throats, because I'm just snorting antihistamines to get
that is a side effect. Yeah, you do get really dried up there. Yeah, absolutely.
Nick,
mm-hmm.
Have you heard that supposedly if you eat local honey, it helps with allergies?
Interesting. Is that because of the pollen? The pollen's in the honey,
yeah,
sort of thing.
Yeah,
maybe I'll try to
know this, Kevin. Is it because in the houses of your relatives, there's a bunch of bees that are making local honey.
My brother-in-law, yeah, he's a whatever the word is for beekeeper. For fun. It's one of his hobbies.
There's a really good, there's a great name for it though, Kevin.
I know, and I wish I could remember it. It's like, not arborist, because I think it's a tree expert.
It's sort of like when you're into birds, and you're like an aviator.
Yeah, an aviator. You know what I'm talking about though. Yeah,
person into bees.
They just ran out of honey, but next batch, you want me to get you some honey?
Which one's the, please, if you could, that'd be great. Right. I'll mix it in with my Coke Zero, it'd be great. I will take some of that honey because I will do tea at night with the honey. It sounds fantastic. Which one's the not orologist,
botanist?
What it, the bird watching one is like a weird one.
Yeah, it's an aviary.
Aviary is like a location.
I thought orology was like the study of birds, though. I mean, that's person. The study of
who watches birds.
Yeah, what is it? An aviary is a large cage, building, or enclosure for keeping birds in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look up bird watching. What is bird watching called?
That's what you meant by location. I got it, Bless. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, an ornithologist.
Ornithologist. That's what I'm thinking of. That's what a bird
people who study like birds.
With bones.
That's it always threw me off because I think ornithology is something that you like something's wrong with my foot and you go, you got to go to ornithologist.
That's
nobody likes them because they chose to work on feet. You're like, you chose feet.
You fucking pervert.
That's weird.
I want to make it clear that before we found the answer that you guys are like, oh, yeah, that was it. You guys were all saying like, oh, it's super cool. And then we got to ornithologist and you guys were just like,
no. We were saying beekeeper is cool.
The beekeeper had a cool name for it, but I don't know, Kevin, because I'm looking for it. I'm not seeing anything. Anyway, I was choking. I almost died.
Well, I'm glad you're not dead.
There was a lot of coughing, and I was like, the coffee's gone away, and then it came back, and I was like, I need some time to figure this shit out.
What's amazing, though, is you put on Slack, I need 10 minutes for the podcast, and not, I'm dying, please call 911.
I just didn't know, man. Like, I don't want to worry anybody.
I don't want you to worry either, Gandhi. For sure. Are you guys getting any of these messages for, like, weird services on your phone? Like, text messages for shit?
No.
I get Pizza Hut notifications all the time.
Pizza Hut?
And it's Pizza Hut notifications from when I live back in Austin. It's like,
you should try to get a pizza delivered and see if a guy will drive across the country to bring you a fucking hot one.
The thing that pisses me off is the Pizza Hut off of near Geary, like downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it at? It's where my ex-girlfriend lived. Fuck, it's somewhere downtown.
Tenderloin.
But it's near the Tenderloin. Yeah, I guess inside there or whatever. They won't deliver over here. Like, think of how
it's
too far.
Andy.
Dude, I've had the same issue with Hetchy's Hot.
You live blocks away from a round table. What are you doing?
Dude, and it's the round table that I order from, and they get my order correct every single time.
Fucking round table sucks, dude.
Here's what you guys know. No, there's a closer round
table. Really?
I don't mean that.
Dude, I've been having round table like crazy since quarantine because there's one like down the street from me. And those breadsticks, those cheesy breadsticks.
Oh, my God. The garlic twist.
Oh, man. The garlic twist. Oh, my God.
Wait, I always forget which one is which one.
Round table is the better one. Pizza Hut's good too. I mean, I will not stand for
I'm not trying to throw shade on Pizza Hut. I was just joking.
Yeah, Pizza
Andy,
pizza
Andy. Round table is the last honest pizza. I don't know if that helps.
That's a catchphrase.
That doesn't make any. No, it doesn't.
Did you watch the last night? Transformers last night? Round table pizza.
I don't know. Like, I always get that one mixed up with goat fucking cheese or what's it called?
No.
Goat Hill.
Goat Hill.
Goat Hill has a pork.
There's the other one, Signore's. I always get all these three mixed up.
Don't mix them.
They're very different.
I would say that round table is closer in form to Signore's than it is to Goat Hill. Goat Hill is a little bit more artisanal, whereas Signore's is like, let's stop fucking around, people. This is the pizza we want. Yeah, the nobody wants flatbread with some sort of like organic tomato paste on top and a quaff of a pepperoni. I'm talking double sauce, maybe double pepperoni. Kevin is maybe where I'm headed for the next one.
Oh man.
Maybe double pepperoni, because that next day, having those extra peps on there where they used to be crispy, but now they're cold crispy, that is the fucking truth.
Oh, man.
Hey, so we're talking a lot right now about – what's up, Kev?
I just want to mention right now, just because it's been happening quite a bit, I've started getting DiGiorno's Pizzeria pizza.
Fuck, that?
10 out of 10, guys. 10 out of 10.
You're going to the store?
No, it's this – it's like their artisanal brand, right?
And it is
10 out of 10. It's good stuff. That's all.
I'll say that – you know what that makes me think of? It makes me miss the old studio that is the current studio. But since we haven't been there, it's in 2 months. It's the old studio. When every once in a while – because you know how Greg is like, oh, I'm going to be super healthy for like 4 days. But then that fifth day hits and he goes, fuck it. I'm just throwing in a DiGiorno. But then he'll throw in an extra one for no reason. And then I'll be like, I'm going to be healthy today. But then I eat two slices of that and it's got the cheesy crust in it. I miss that.
But those aren't, Nick, those aren't your calories. Similar to when we go to the movie theater and you don't get snacks, but you eat half of my popcorn.
Exactly. That's how I stay moderately chubby. do you want to give a quick shout out, ladies and gentlemen, to our Patreon producers, Mohammed, Al,
Momo,
Predator Tribesman, and Blackjack, Ragnarok, Kerouac. Throwing that in there now, too, just to see. Give a dog a bone. It's going to be Blackjack, Ragnarok, Kerouac, give a dog a bone. You are awesome, guys. Thank you so much for your support. We do this for you and only for you. And also, today we're brought to you by Honey and ExpressVPN, but we'll get to those ad rates a little bit later. Two great services that we're happy to have as our sponsors. What were you going to say, Tim?
Well, I was just going to segue from the food and the office today. Mm. You know, the support local businesses, all that stuff. We're in quarantine. Some of the very beloved San Francisco eateries might not make it through all of this, right?
Oh, yeah.
One of the studios, the Kind of Funny Studios' favorite lunchtime pastimes is this banh mi Vietnamese sandwich place called Dinosaur.
Dinosaurs.
There's an S.
It's plural.
We went there today. I got it. Just as good as ever. I can tell. I can report back and let you guys know. That's great. But I also came across the fact that to kind of help them through this pandemic, they are selling hoodies. And they're making money off the hoodies. But more than that, they're trying to turn the people, they're turning to the streets to get the word out that they're still open. Kevin, can you please bring up this image of the hoodie? Because I, you know, this is a graphics design is my passion type situation.
Yeah, give me two seconds. Like, sorry, I'm having some issues here with this. That's why you're seeing awesome. The screen with not. Sorry. We're almost there.
All good. Do your
thing. Keep filling time, though.
I'm going to do the rigmarole. Let me do the rigmarole. I forgot to do the rigmarole.
Rigmarole it up.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast where four, sometimes five best friends gather around this table, each bringing fun things that are happening in their lives for your amusement. Of course, if you like this show and you think to yourself, you know what? I got just so much. I'm sitting on a fucking pile of Scrooge McDuck money that I like to swim through every once in a while. Who can I give this to? Well, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us at any tier, which is awesome. Each tier gets certain cool little perks and stuff. You can watch the show live. You can be a part of the show. You can ask us questions later, all that jazz. Of course, if you got no bucks to give, no big deal. We'll settle for your subscription and your undying love, both yes. of which can be written Nothing in blood less. On your wall for us. And if you do that, please send them to @kindoffunnykevin along with this word, yum, yum. One word, not two.
Nick. Two words. I hate you so much.
I was doing so great.
You were killing it. You were killing it. Yum, yum. All right. So, Kev, are you ready for the picture?
Yum, yum.
I used to go, when I grew up in Riverside, there used to be a chain called Yum Yum Donuts, and it was my happiest place on earth because it meant that I was either done with the soccer game or done with church. And those were like, you know what I mean? You ever have those where your parents make you go to church? Like, I don't want to go to church.
Oh,
they bribe you with donuts, and you're like, oh,
no, they would bribe me with a trip to Best Buy afterwards. It was the best.
That's the gift that keeps
Yeah, just looking forward to, like, I have $40 for my birthday. I'm going to go to Best Buy and buy maybe half a game.
Half a game. Yeah. You'll love it. So here we have this hoodie, you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you first look at it, you're kind of like, all right, this is cool. Support Dinosaurs. They have a hoodie. On the front, there's the Dinosaurs logo. And then it's a little blurry, so I can't. Yeah, there we go. It's just open for business during COVID-19, emblazoned across the chest. Oh my God. Which is like, why would you want to wear this? And then down the sleeves, it says COVID-19 pandemic. And then the other sleeve, open for on business. One sleeve.
Bro, I'm in. I'm
hey, yeah, dude,
this,
I'm not going to lie. Genius. I might buy this tomorrow.
That's hilarious. Because, like, imagine. Like, you see this out of context. Like, you see, like, somebody's sleeve, the first sleeve, which is COVID-19 pandemic, and you're like, all right, why are they wearing that? And then you show them the other sleeve, and they're like, no, that still doesn't make sense. I still don't understand why you're wearing this sweatshirt.
But also, maybe the bright yellow color mixed with seeing COVID-19 pandemic. Maybe this color is an alert. Yeah, maybe this is some sort of hazmat protective thing that they're wearing. I like, the fact that they're just using Helvetica for the sleeve font, phenomenal. Like, I'm
it is. It's great. Incredible. So I sent this image to Joey. And I was laughing at it, and she was laughing at it. But then it took the second round of her laughing to realize that it is Dinosaurs, the Vietnamese sandwich place that we go to. She just thought it was just a hoodie with dinosaurs on it.
So what's crazy to me, I thought it was dinosaur singular.
No, it's dinosaurs.
Wow.
Like, they didn't want to exclude any dinosaur from it. So it's dinosaurs. Ozarks? Even though they're, exactly, even though their mascot is, in fact, the T-Rex. This is so far on the level of genius that it makes me jealous we didn't think of it. How did we not put a smiley face on the middle of a yellow thing and say COVID-19 on one, still making content on the other side?
Kind of funny video. I mean, they don't own this idea. We could literally steal this and then buy a sandwich every week from them as our contribution to their idea.
Here's the real talk though. This is fucking awesome. Cause I know a lot of places are struggling right now, and rightfully so, like, you know, legally they can't work. But a lot of places are doing GoFundMes, they're doing Patreons, they're doing all sorts of things that if you're a patron of them, you can help support. But this is awesome to actually offer a physical good, that I'm sure. How much is this thing? Do we know?
I don't know, actually. Hold on.
It's just like, I would say like a new revenue stream, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, for real though, they should just offer merch anyway, because their logo is so fucking ridiculously cool.
It is.
That
cool.
I want a shirt that's just, I want like a yellow shirt that has this, or like a cream colored shirt that has this logo on it too.
Well, something else I learned is they have four locations, guys.
Where?
They're one in the Castro, one in Pacifica, and one in Soma.
This episode is brought to you by Dinosaurs.
Dude, I'll give it to them, man.
Now, I mean, we talk about them enough. You know what I mean? They deserve it.
Buy it online. You got to buy it at the spots themselves.
Oh, unfortunate.
I want to go. I drove by there the other day because I stopped by the studio, checked the mail out, write a couple checks, and I drove by that, and I was with my wife. And every single time I drive by, it's that thing where I have a senior moment where I go, oh, see that place? That's the best like bun me sandwich in all of San Francisco. And she goes, you say that every time we pass the place. And I'm like, it's that fucking good.
She needs to know, dude. She doesn't believe you.
The bread is like crunchy, but without destroying the roof of your mouth. The chicken's super fresh. The jalapenos are super fresh. The mint's so good. The carrots that are julienne are just the perfect amount. Man, I'm thinking I might get one of those tomorrow for lunch.
So Nick, that's actually a great segue into my other story that I want to give, which is that day that you and Dee were driving by that place, you also made another stop because you were there to go to the studio to pick up mail and whatever was left there, right?
Yeah.
You made a stop at my house to drop some mail off. Now, can you imagine how surprised I was to be laying in bed with Gia? It was the weekend, I'm pretty sure. And we have the like Google cams around. So it's like, I see when people are like near my house.
Right.
And like, it says someone's like in my doorway. And I was like, what the fuck? And like, I pop up and it's just Nick. And I was like, with seeing Nick when you don't expect Nick. It's like, exciting. It's a lot. Yeah. It's exciting. But that was the funny thing. Like, Gio was actually giving me shit. She's like, I don't think I've ever seen you that excited. Like, I popped up and I was like, oh shit, Nick's here. And it was like a fucking puppy running to the door. Like, and I ran down. I just like look out and like D was there. I swear, was she in her pajamas?
She was in like her walking clothes. Yeah, they might have been like the comfy clothes.
She was far enough that I couldn't see, but she looked comfy as shit. And she just like looks out and waves at me. And I was just like, what the fuck is even going on? And then you're like, oh, I left some stuff for you. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because from the video camera, it looked like you just came up, didn't ring the doorbell, just opened my gate, closed my gate, and left.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't tell you guys I was coming. I was like, oh, maybe it's rude to like knock on the door or whatever. So I was just going to leave it there and then text Joey, hey, I left a couple slips of mail for you guys whenever you want to go out and grab them. Because I didn't want to like put you guys out at all. But I forgot that you guys have like fucking 1984 security, like Big Brother is constantly watching everything everyone does. So I probably should have texted you beforehand. And what was that guy?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing.
What was the mail?
Bless you, might have missed it. Was some Yundi stuff, but I think you might have missed this story because we've been talking about it on the podcast over since the beginning of the quarantine. But there's these kids that keep ding dong ditching me.
Really?
Yep. Oh. And it's these two brothers that are esports masters out here. One day they're on rollerblades, one day they're on bicycles, one day they're on scooters. It doesn't matter, man. If it has wheels, they're out there on these streets. You know what I'm talking about?
Exports, X Games, same difference.
Extreme sports.
Yes, right? You're right. You're right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. They're called
X. I've never heard anybody say exports. I've heard extreme sports and I've heard X Games.
Oh, you guys clearly were not reading EGM during the Activision O2 days when it went from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater to then Kelly Slater's Pro Surfer as an export.
I've heard of like car racing known as like exports. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm with you guys. It's stupid. Okay. But whatever. These fucking kids are out here ruining these streets for everybody. So they've been ding dong ditching me, specifically these two brothers that have helmets with mohawks on them. There's a red mohawk and the little kid has a green mohawk. And they've just been fucking ringing our doorbell. And this has been happening since I've moved
in. Sounds like some Mad Max shit.
It's, dude, they look like it, man. And we're out here and normally I'll be at work.
Titled kids.
I'll be at work and I get these like ding dong ditching kids where it's like he'll pop by, but he's so short that a lot of the times the camera doesn't even see him, right? So it'll just kind of be like ding dong, no one's there, and it's whatever. Now, what makes this story sadder, though, is that Cool Greg has to deal with this. So yep. often Cool Greg will just walk out and there's no one there. And he's just like, oh, man.
Like, oh, damn.
Like, so bummed.
No snitching on the ditching, man.
Exactly. There you go.
Do they know you guys got cameras? Like, is this like a strategic thing where they're like, send the short one, they won't see him?
I'm giving you the background of the story. These guys have already heard that because there's an update to this where they very much learned that we have cameras.
Yeah.
So what happened was these kids have been doing this constantly. And during the pandemic, they're doing it every single day because they're not like going to school and stuff. So they're out and about a lot more often. And so they just keep doing this shit. And it's got to a point where it's kind of exciting for this household where it's like, oh shit, it's the kid. And like me, Joey, Gia, Cool Greg, we're all freaking out, like trying to see him, catch him in the act.
You turned a corner on this now that it's like, at first it was annoying, but now that it's pandemic and you have nothing better to do, this is the most excitement you get.
Like pretty much. Honestly, cool. It is kind of just like this fun moment, right? And I told the story on a couple podcasts ago that like the parents one time were walking by and they heard us freaking out upstairs because our windows were open. And they're like, oh, fuck, these kids are ding-dong ditching again. Like, they heard us bitching about it, or not bitching. They heard us stoked about it.
like our kids will never grow beyond this family. Like, we come from a lineage of ding dong ditchers.
Totally.
We wanted a new life for them.
So they stopped for a while after this incident because it was clear they told the kids like, yo, y'all got found out. Like, you need to stop this shit. So it's been a while, but then it started back up again. And it's just like little by little happening. Like 3 nights ago, guys, it's nighttime. Gia was in the shower. Me and Joey are just hanging out. She was cooking. I'm just chilling on the couch. And it happens. We hear the ring-a-ding-ding at the doorbell. Everything's going off. All the cameras turn on. Joey starts freaking the fuck out. She's like, it's him! It's him! And I'm like, oh, shit. And I look out the window. And I straight up make eye contact with the dad. Like, he looks up. I look down. And it was just like, boom. And I turn away really quick. I felt like I did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I feel like I just got caught doing something. And I was like, oh fuck. And I was telling Joe, I was like, dude, I don't know how to deal with this. I don't want this type of pressure in my life. And then Andy, the worst thing I've had to deal with in my adult life.
Oh no, no.
It is your worst nightmare. Oh
no, you have to be. Oh no.
3 minutes pass. The doorbell rings again.
Oh no. He wants to talk.
The dad brought the kid back to apologize.
He wants to talk. Oh no, Tim.
Oh no. This is when you don't do this. What you do, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a kid that acts out, is you lock eyes with the person that the kid has wronged, and then you beat that fucking kid's ass in front of that person. You don't put me through the awkwardness of having to answer the door and like, it's okay that you did this, I forgive you, whatever. Because I think honestly, what you need to do, Tim, is be like, cool, where do you guys live again? And then for the next 6 years, we have every kind of funny best friend just as quickly as they possibly can bring that motherfucker's doorbell and leave.
We know
just
where they live.
Torture them for 2 years straight. And then
Kevin, here's the guys. Kevin, the new,
Kevin, add this to your new job description. Okay, this is part of it.
Oh, I think Kevin's probably already been doing this. For all we know, this is retribution. Kevin's been fucking with these people for 3 years.
So Kev's heard part A of this story. He hasn't heard the today update of the story, and it's gonna rile him up. I can already tell. All right. So this is a couple minutes ago. The dad comes. I walk downstairs and I'm like, I fucking have, like, Joey's pretty much like being the mom, which is like, Tip, go, you have to deal with this. And I was just like, fuck, because like they saw me, like they know I'm there.
So I walk down. Okay, this is the thing though. This is what Gia was put on this planet for. What is the shower? Point? No, you got to get like, I'm sorry, guys. I'll answer the phone in 5 seconds or the door in 5 seconds. My girlfriend will do it. Gia was made for this kind of thing.
So I have to go down and I have to talk and I open the door and I know what's coming. The dad's like, hey, sorry.
I saw you looking at my doorbell. I saw you looking at my wife showering.
Like, what? And he's just like, hey man, like what, was he ringing your doorbell? And I was like, yeah, like he does it often, it's like it's a whole thing, whatever. And like the dad's like, so what do we say? And the kid's like, I'm sorry. And it's just like, oh god, this
how old's the kid? Like me. What, like nine,
maybe like between 4 and 6 somewhere.
Wow, that's a young kid.
He's little. There's a whole fucking troop of them, man. They're like Russian dolls where it's like they keep getting, they look the same but they just keep getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, it's going to be like the O'Doyle rules family.
Dude, we said that last time. There's like 7 of them. Like, no joke. There's like 7 fucking kids. So I don't know how much we want to fuck with them. Because they got numbers.
They have numbers. Yeah, this is like a Bugs Life.
Oh, Tim. Yeah. Tim, or they can have as many numbers as they want.
We got one Kevin.
Exactly.
Kevin versus seven children. I feel like Kevin could take them.
I'm not sure if that was the end of the story, but did you ever, did you get an update from Cool Greg? We were hanging out by their house, and the little kid just started shouting stuff.
No.
This close to me climbing into the window.
I think that all is filling into the update to the story. But to finish this part off of it, I had to talk to this kid, talk to this dad, and I'm put in this weird position where, like, I still want to be cool. You know what I mean? I'm old, but I'm not that old. Like, I'm trying to relate to the kid. So I'm like, hey, man, I love the Mohawk helmet. Like, that's a dope helmet, man. You're like, whatever. And the dad's giving me this death stare of, like, no.
Don't encourage this.
Don't encourage this. I was like, cool, yeah. And then everything kind of twisted. Because the guy was like, the dad was like, I'm so sorry, whatever. And I was like, hey, it's all good. I understand. And he gave me that look. And I'm like, cool. It's not all good. It's like pretty good, whatever. And he was like, hey, the reason this keeps happening is because the kid, like a long time ago, like he's like, we've been here a while living around here. And they associate this house with the people that used to live here because there was one time he rang the doorbell and had a connection with someone. And I was like, wait, how long have you been here? And I
rang the doorbell and what?
Had a connection with someone.
Okay.
And so then I was like, wait, how long have you been here? And what I was trying to lead at is a couple months ago, Cool Greg had a moment with this fucking kid.
Like a bad moment or a good moment?
Oh, just like a moment of just like looking at it and just kind of being like, what's up, bro? Like, you know, like I'm sure it felt friendlier than intended. Right. And so I was in my heart of hearts, I thought that this dad was saying that, like, talking about Cool Greg. So I was like, oh, like, what are you talking about? And then the dad got super defensive because he thought I was calling them out. He thought that I was like, nah, man, we've been here forever, dog. And I'm like, it's not like that. No. And he's like, no, I live. And he told me the house he lives in. He's like, no, we've been here. It was years ago, like before you guys came in. I was like, cool. And then he kind of like settled down. But I was just like, everything about this was awkward and I fucking hate it. And I hate that I just had to be the thing that I used to hate. Yeah. I'm the bad guy, right?
You're a fucking narc now, by the way.
And then the worst part of this is I go upstairs, Gia gets out of the shower. We're telling her the whole fucking story. But then we realize because of the Google video stuff we have, as of last week,
recorded all of it.
As of last week, it's 24/7 recording. Yes. So we could go back and watch. Gia insisted, and she has not stopped calling me a bitch since. I swear to God, dude. Gia has a video of this entire conversation.
Wait. Can we see the video? I'll blur out the right faces.
We need to watch this now.
We need to get this edited where they're blurred out and their voices are distorted so it doesn't affect like their privacy or their identity or whatever. We need to see Tim being pure bitch.
I hate it, dude. Andy, like, honestly, like, you can relate with me. Like, this is a nightmare situation.
It is. Dude,
there's nothing that gives me more anxiety than confrontations with my neighbors. I fucking hate them. This is why, like, honestly, real talk, I interact with my neighbors as little as humanly possible. And we've had people move into our building that, like, knock on the door and they're like, hey, we're going to be friends. We'll have you guys over for a beer. And I just shut that shit down immediately. I'm like, listen,
I don't like beer.
At a certain point, you're going to do something. Like, the reason you're being nice to me right now is because you know that I know that you're fucking annoying. And at a certain point, you're going to do something stupid. Your wife's going to be doing something stupid. Your kids for sure is going to do something that annoys me. And you're going to expect me to be cool. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to be cool.
We're not cool. Yeah.
Like, we're not cool. We're not friends. I'm not even going to fake that we're fucking friends. You are a person that lives way too close to me. I don't like it. But because of my financial situation, I can't move away just yet. But once I can, I'm moving to a compound where I can't even see another human being for like 500, 600 feet away from me. That's it. So like,
believe it.
Smart move.
It's not even that far.
It's closer than they are right now, Kevin. Like, we share walls. But you know, like, so, that's the thing. Like, I'm of course cordial to my neighbors. They're perfectly nice people. But I'm like, I don't. We're forced to live around
each
other.
Like, don't. Yeah, you cannot give them an in.
No.
You know, that's what I'm always worried about. I'm always worried about giving people an in. I don't want to ever give a stranger a reason to be like, oh, we connected that one time,
dude. No,
yeah, it's like, no wins.
We had one guy. I told the story a long time ago on the podcast. We had a guy that used to live in a studio apartment in our building, and he was fine. I didn't particularly care for him, but I was like, whatever. I don't have to talk to this guy that much, so it's totally cool. He gets a new girlfriend. The girlfriend's sister has a dog that has puppies. So the girlfriend goes, oh, wouldn't it be great if we bought one of these dogs? And I'm sure the conversation went like this. Well, you know, in my lease, we're not allowed to have dogs because this is a no pets building. But then, of course, he got one. The girl's probably like, oh, why don't you just get a doctor to give you a note for like a therapy dog? And he's like, that's a great idea. So he knocks on my door. He's like, hey, what's going on, man? And I'm like, first off, this energy you're coming with me at is not the normal energy you give me. Normally you give me the shithead, dickhead energy, but now you're giving me the, I want something from you. Let's be best friends energy. And he goes, just want you to know, great news for us. We just got a dog. And I'm, and he was like expecting me to be super excited about it.
Whoa, cool.
And I'm like, okay. And he goes, yeah, you know, hope it's not, you know, we hope it's not a barker, but you never know what you're going to get. And I'm like, I mean, I didn't say this because I'm like, fuck, I still have to live next to this guy.
You better but not
I'm like,
be.
I'm like, I'm like, you know what ensures that a dog isn't a barker? When you don't have a dog.
That's I'm what so ensures. Happy that story ended there, Nick. I was worried. I was worried it was going to involve you hurting a puppy.
No, God, no. I would never hurt a puppy. But this is the problem. This guy goes on to get a fucking husky in a studio apartment. And then I and my wife both have to listen to this poor dog whine 8 hours a day because it's stuck in a room. No one lets it out. The guy didn't have a dog walker. So the dog's just there, probably having anxiety. Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm this close to being like, just give me your fucking keys. So when I come home, I can walk your fucking dog and like pay it some attention. Because I like dogs way more than I like getting my neighbors.
If you ended up adopting the husky, if that's how that story ended, that'd be a great ending.
To be fair, his girlfriend was super hot. So I probably would have said yes to, but like,
cool.
It was, I was like, dude, and they finally moved out. They finally went and got another
place. Are you married?
Me? I mean, if I were like single,
we're like hearing all this.
I would have said yes to this girl.
If he was single, but yeah, she's not single.
You know, okay. I don't. Again, we've already talked about how little respect I have for this guy. So, you know what I mean? Fucking, you put up or shut up. You know what I mean?
The neighbors downstairs. They I'm a drummer. I'm a tapper. I love drumming along to music. I love like double kicking on the floor. You know, I'm always doing that shit. And then one day, Alyssa tells me that she talked to the neighbor and she goes that they had seen me walk in or I was throwing out the trash. They're like, oh, I saw your roommate the other day. And she was like, yeah, he's a bit of a tapper, huh? Because they can hear me drumming when I'm up here. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, that's a nice little like soft that's way to be like, tell him to shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, <That's> please tell him to shut the fuck up. But which, by the way, I don't say shit when I feel my room fucking shaking because they're banging downstairs and I hear them unless I have my fan on. You know
that's
what
a
mean?
Bonus. That's a bonus. Damn.
It's very hot, Kev.
But do you ever, that's real talk, just you and me, you hear the sound start. Do you ever think, God.
Oh no.
I'll join in from my side.
No.
You don't think so?
This is Nick, one of those things where
hold on, Nick, he 100% does. He 100% does. Like that seems like it's starting time. That's just what's happening now.
You just go. You just start.
You
going
saying, "Let me join in."
I'll join in on my side. Is the
yeah, but he just means jerk it. He means jerk it, right?
Now on the same side, like looking at each other on the screen, talking about this, about joining in because it's time. I hate it.
Well, I mean, it just makes sense. Like it's time. You know that like, part of the house. Like, that's what it's doing.
You gotta tell me when you hear people fucking in a hotel, it's not like a hot. It's hot. Come on.
No, I'm with you, but you know, it's something that we shouldn't necessarily talk about.
Yeah, I think we should say that in a public forum where like have you guys more views on this podcast than ever before.
Have you guys ever heard people fucking in a hotel? Because I never have, and it's disappointing.
I've not heard it, but I've seen it.
It also
hold on a second.
Everyone back up.
What was it?
This was RTX where actually it might have been the same hotel that you guys were staying at, because it was in the we were hanging out in the pool, like me, Chloe, Ben, and a few other people. This is during the nighttime. We look up like 20 stories. There's a couple pressed against the window just banging.
Damn,
I don't think shit.
Yes.
Okay. Now,
see, and everybody in the pool is just like, yo, this is wild.
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody saw me, my Ben.
Oh man!
No, Andy. He said there
Andy,
was a
do
couple,
you do that too?
One and two people, not one dude.
Oh, not just like a jerk.
Andy was joining in on his side.
Yeah, I've never heard it, but I've always been wondered. Like, can they hear the porn on my phone?
You know, I think about that sometimes. Yeah,
yeah.
So I can hear the porn on your phone when I'm outside the window.
Oh my lord. So the continuation of the Google Cam video that I'm watching, Gia watches this, calls me a bitch. She's fucking laughing harder than I've ever heard her laugh.
So fucking funny. That's so funny.
But then she has the brilliant idea. She's like, we need to go back further. We can see the source, the origin of the Ding Dong Ditch. We can hear the kids talk, and then we'll be able to hear the conversation of them walking, the dad walking him back.
Yeah.
And all of it is clear as fucking day. And it's these kids, and the little one gets there first. Then the bigger one comes and is like about to do it. And the little one's like, no, I already did it. Got here first. And it's like, oh, fuck. They have this whole like little cartel situation going on. I'm pretty impressed. But then the dad walking him back is literally like, what are we going to say? Sorry. What are you sorry for? And he starts laughing.
Yeah, this kid doesn't give a fuck. This is the thing. This kid doesn't care. This kid was forced to do this. He goes, I'm sorry. And the dad's like, good, we took care of this. Meanwhile, the kid's thinking in the back of his mind, tomorrow, I'm coming back with
fury. It's so disappointing. You had a chance to traumatize a child. That could have affected an adult in the long run. This could have been your chance to like ignore him and just start yelling at the dad. Oh,
this kid's going to... Yeah, this
kid
gonna
would not have been able to handle that.
This like, kid's gonna what if you answered the door with a gun?
Oh my god.
No, not a real gun.
Tim, I can get you a toy gun that looks real.
Yeah, like what if that happened? Then like that kid's not gonna do that.
The dad won't ever know that it's a toy.
Here's what I'm gonna say. We're throwing out ideas again. We're brainstorming again. Fair. You have
can you hold on to this idea, Nick?
Yes.
Because we're gonna get to the what should we do phase soon.
Okay.
Cause like there's some new information that like might change my opinion on this entire thing. Okay. So I'm watching this video, whatever. The dad's like, what are you going to do? I'm sorry. What are you sorry for? Fucking sorry for the ding dong ditch. Cool. That all happens. It's fine. And we learned some shit today, right? Moral of the story. A couple days pass, like two days, no ding dong ditching. It's been totally fine. He hasn't been here. Cool. Nice. Sweet. Until today. And you'll never guess where this story goes because it goes to a dark place that I don't know that we can get out of.
Did he shit on your doorstep?
Nope, he did not.
Okay. This is like the an worst HBO thing. It's not even him. Right?
This is a family thing. The little sister gets involved.
Shut the front door.
Does the little sister ring the doorbell? No. The little sister fucks with Cool Greg.
That's blasphemous. I'll say it. I'll say it.
Do they know that that's your little brother?
What's up?
I said, do these kids know that that's your little brother?
Wow. They don't. They're unaware. That's why this might now get taken up a notch because. Wow. They're going by. This little girl is now leading the pack on her fucking export for you guys, whatever the hell it is, her export of choice.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming up on her wheels. She looks over. My brother lives down on the first floor area with a window. He always has his window open because there may or may not be substances that need to be blown out of the said window.
It's legal.
It's totally legal. Yeah, I don't know what they are.
It's therapeutic.
But it's all happening, right? So there's this damn window, but he has like a curtain up. But on the curtain, there's like the windowsill, and my brother has a lot of Cool Greg type things on this windowsill, including like some toys. So this little girl sees one of the toys from outside Simpsons the window.
Or something
starts,
like that.
Yeah, and starts looking at it, and it's just like, fine, that's totally acceptable. That's cool. She then pulls her hand up and opens the window.
No, that's illegal.
And she goes, guys, it's unlocked.
What?
They're gonna she come tells her friends house. This. Her brothers this.
Yeah. She's telling the fucking Mohawk kids that the window's unlocked.
Tim, how do you guys... How do you know this?
Because Cool Greg was in the room.
What? And he didn't grab her little hand? He just grabbed her hand?
Down.
You gotta pull her in at that point. You grab her, you pull her in as fast as possible.
Like it.
And then you go, and then you look at the kids and you go, they all float down here.
Yeah, right. Like it.
Fucking Jesus. Stare at him. Like you're never getting your sister back. Meanwhile,
okay. I think there's something a lot more sinister here.
These kids are fucking evil. They have to be stopped.
What I'm gathering from the family interactions is these aren't kids. These are just really small adults,
mm-hmm.
and they're all in a big crime ring. And the parents, right? Parents in quotes. Are like these are the drones. These little kids are the drone soldiers going out there, and they're keeping an eye on. Like they're checking, are the cameras working? Maybe the doorbell's on. Oh, maybe the door is unlocked. Oh, this window's open, guys. We can enter through here. This is an entry point. This is the like the fucking thing in the Death Star. You know what I mean? Like here's the weak point. You know what I mean? I guys, I don't think that these are kids. I think that maybe you're trying to get robbed or something like that.
This does seem very organized.
Yes.
Wait. So is that the end of the story, or Cool Greg do anything?
No, that's the end.
Cool Greg just sat there quietly.
We were recording a review when all this happened, and Cool Greg just went up to talk to Gia, just be like, "Hey, Gia, remember the little boy ringing the doorbell? I hear little sister tried getting my room."
What?
Wait, did she steal shit? Did she take anything?
No. And that's my thing. It's like, I think when you hear the story, it sounds a lot worse than
it sounds like there's a case here. This sounds like you can take this to court.
This little girl is younger than the youngest boy. So we're talking like she's probably 4.
So like, but this is the problem, right? Is that if it had happened to Gia, of course, Gia would do the responsible thing, which you guys still should do, and go to that guy's house and be like, knock on the door and be like, your daughter tried to break into our house. You need to have a conversation with her. And if this happens again, we're going to call the police. But the fact that it's Cool Greg, I know how conflicted he must have been tattletelling on this poor girl. Because Cool Greg obviously probably felt like, hey, this is a violation of my privacy because there's a little fucking munchkin hand coming through my window. And I was just, he's probably not going to be able to sleep at night because he's got just like fear of tiny little hands stealing his figurines. But then if there's one thing he hates more than carny hands, it's snitching on people. And I bet that was conflicting for him. This is a bad person to put. This is what I'm saying. And I say this with all honesty. You kick this case over to Kevin. Let him solve it. Because nothing bad can happen if Kevin, and I go back to my original idea, Kevin. We rent the house next door and we set up a water balloon launcher.
Fun fact.
The second we see this kid, we take his fucking head off with one of these water balloons.
There's 2 houses for sale right around that area. All I'm saying.
Nick.
All of us, you know what let's mean? Go.
Empty out Everyone. The kind of funny accounts.
Blessing, how much money you got in your pocket right now? Put it on the table.
Probably like $5.
I have That's at it. Least $700 in my account, like in total.
I think we have enough to rent this house for at least a month and traumatize these children the point where they don't, when they see water, they pee themselves.
What if we do set up like a big sting operation, like in The Wire? Like we set, like I'm talking like we are surveilling their house and their activity for hours on end, Nick, and you and I like it's the coffee in the morning. We're like anything yet? Like no, nothing yet. And I just like
so we're there for so yet. Long. We Andy, get into an argument. We learn about each other. We learn about each other's lives. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Andy, there is a forest right across. We could camp outside there easily.
So here's the thing. We're not going to do this for obvious reasons, and I wish that we could because
why not?
We would because at the end of the day, can you imagine if this escalates the way that it would if Kevin got involved. And then there's proof on the internet on youtube.com/kindoffunny where there's a show called KFAF, the best show on the internet, that is 2 grown adults staking out a house, commenting on these 7 fucking children, at least depending on when we do this. If you guys do this next year, it's probably going to be like 8 or 9 kids by then because good Lord.
I'm telling you, you got to nip this thing in the bud right now before these kids get to high school and your house becomes the house that everyone at fucking Rydell High or whatever high school is next to you. This is the one they fuck with. Like, you don't understand kids. They're stupid and they're creatures of habit. And then if it becomes cool to fuck with your house, you are never going to live this down. So here's what I'll say. Water balloon launcher, option 1. Option 2, Andy, KFAF bit. We dress everyone up as things you would find on a sidewalk. But they're transformable. So we're hunkered down. I'll be a mailbox.
I'm a cardboard box.
Yeah, you're a cardboard box. Blessing, you can be a lamppost because you're skinnier than we are. And then as the kids attack, all of us transform and we just eat their fucking asses in.
Yeah.
Tim,
ladies, man, 217?
Just Tim. Pick them up and fucking backbreak their, you know, bane backbreak.
I'm picturing Nick. I'm just swinging them around and like just tossing them.
Mario 64.
I feel like this could go 2 of both ways because like, if you leave the kids alone, that could then be the thing that enables them.
They've
to be
already
like, oh,
done
that. We can keep fucking with them even until high school. But if you fuck with them back, that could also enable them.
I feel like you're
in a rock and a hard place.
Blessing, unless you fuck with them hard. You know what I mean? Hard enough to scar them emotionally. Not physically, because that's illegal. Like but we're talking bucket of water, stun gun. Doesn't leave a mark. Doesn't leave a mark.
No proof.
You don't have to touch him. You just have to touch the water.
So here's the thing. In the video footage that I have, like they make reference to, oh, there was a connection before. And if that connection wasn't with Cool Greg, to me, it makes me think that, oh, this little kid has a crush on another small child, like another small girl. a tiny woman. Do we have access to a tiny woman?
We do. The size, she's the size of a medium dog.
Gia Harris. I think she's our in.
So what you're saying is this, Operation Never Been Kissed, where we send Gia Harris dressed up like an elementary school kid back to elementary school. She gets in good with this kid, makes the kid fall in love with her, and then just crushes his fucking heart and soul for like 6 years. Just like this girl that I was had a crush with from sixth grade to seventh grade. And then she dumped me for my buddy Stu. And then we almost fought. And then Stu and I became best friends. And she dumped him for Spencer.
Damn, Spencer.
Who the fuck is Spencer?
Yeah, Spencer was a little fucking, he was a little fuck. We're not going to say his last name because we can't remember it, but he used to play soccer.
That's why.
Exactly. He used to play soccer for not AYSO. He played for a club league, which was some cool bougie shit.
This guy.
And he was the first kid to ever have the cool Adidas soccer jacket. That was like, it was like $200. It zipped up and it was the color of his club team because it was his club jacket. And it was dope. But the kid
sounds like a cool guy.
He was way cooler than me, but he was shorter. So cool. I thought he was inferior to me. Because at that point, I was taller than everyone. And then it wasn't until high school that I realized I was going to stop growing and they were all going to start growing.
I think we have to cut the head off of the snake, right? Like, I feel like these child soldiers, les enfants terribles, I feel like they are multiplying, right? And they won't stop multiplying unless something drastic happens.
I like where you're going with this.
If you take down
force
three
the
kids
to the dad?
Exactly, Kevin. Yes. Or chop the dick off. Chop the dick off, baby. Well, either or. But I do think that you take out three of these kids, right? You just fucking launch them into the next county. They're gonna keep multiplying. We're gonna start seeing more of these children left and right, and they're gonna keep popping up. And there's nothing we could do about it unless we stop it at the source, right? We have to cut the head off the man's dick.
See, I'm with Andy here because, like,
the head off the man's dick.
I still stand by the point that, like, there's 70 of these kids, right? Like, if you get rid of one or two, they start to grow a vendetta, right? Like, the word spreads, they grow up, they become more powerful, they come back to fuck with you even more. And they might have friends, they might have, like, I don't know, sophomore, junior friends that come back and TP your whole house.
Yeah, like, I think, you have to act swiftly, Bless, because they are weak right now. And they will not be weak in 10 years.
And I feel like the target needs to be the father. Like, I feel like you need, like, I feel like the father is the thing that holds them together. Like, the father is the linchpin. The father is the thing that, like, if you take out the father, the rest of them crumble down because they're overall afraid of the dad.
Bless.
Sorry, Tim.
I could not beat the father in a fight. I'll say this. Like, he's a good looking guy. He looks fit. He looks fit. Mm-hmm. He looks
sick. Can you beat him in Smash, though?
Tim, you don't have to beat the father.
Because, like, what if you become friends with the dad? What if that's the end?
Then you
become like Uncle Tim to these kids.
Yeah,
and then that's a long game. And then all of a sudden, the kid comes to you one day and he goes, "Uncle Tim, I have a question for you, and it's about love, and it's about the first love ever." And you say, "Oh, okay. Well, what's it about, buddy? Come sit on Uncle Tim's lap." And the kid's like, "I'm not comfortable with that." You go, "Cool, just sit in that chair." And the kid starts telling you about the love of his life, and her name is Gia, and your plan finally comes full circle, and you go, "Kid, I got something fun to tell you. Uncle Tim and Gia,
we've been banging her every night.
We've been fucking smashing for the last 10 years.
Yeah,
smashing. And we have all your stupid little love notes, and we read them to each other at night, and we laugh as I insert myself inside of her."
In and out, reading
the kid, and then smack him in the fucking face. You got to tell the dad about this. You got to go over to the dad's house.
I feel like you missed the moral of this story. That I, when we made eye contact, I lost this fight. Like, this is, I am now in his house. Like, this is it. I am the bitch. Like, I did not want to go downstairs and talk to this fucking family.
You're giving,
like,
up too easy. Because now you're in, and you have to be in. Like, I think your only way out is through at this point. And so when I say you got to make friends with the father, like, you got to make friends with the family. Like, you got to join the family now. Like, you got to become an authority figure for these
kids. It is all about politics.
Tim. What we have
it's
to do, you have two outdoor cams that you have yet to install. We install both those cams. Next time they're messing around, we catch the video, right? Now you go to his door. Well, you send Gia, all right? You have lost. The fight is over. We now have to introduce a stronger, you know, leader for this household. Yeah. And you send Gia and you're like, "Hey, your little kid's putting their hand where it's going to get lost. If he keeps putting his hand in there, you know what I mean? It's coming off. Kev? What?
Do that again.
There it is.
Okay. It just looks weird, like the king kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Show us what it looks like at the end after it gets cut off.
Oh, right.
Just stuff it up there.
Oh, there it is.
You see what I mean? This is what the little kid's gonna have.
It looks like you're shoving your hand into Tim's chest.
Yeah, no, that's what I saw too. It looked like he was
Yeah, for sure. Step number one, you don't answer the door anymore, Tim. You've lost too much ground on that. Step number two, I feel like Gia. I think Gia could bring this back very, very quickly for you guys because there's nothing. There's a part of you, Tim, that I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a part of you that respects these kids for their brazen, just throwing caution to the wind and not giving a shit about legality.
Here's my thing. I'm telling you guys, I'm on the kids' side more than anything. Like, I'm a bitch for getting into this dad. That's what I'm saying is I'm on the kids' side with you.
But maybe the dad is the problem. Maybe the dad's just overbearing. He's kind of a dick, and these kids need to lash out sometimes.
They just need to live, man. Now, I do present a plan B, a plan J, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah, Joey, I feel like we've named.
Yeah, I was gonna ask where is Joey in all this? Like, why didn't she answer the door? And what would have happened if she answered the door? Because I feel like she would have handled it.
I learned something
as a community manager.
I learned that Joey Noel
doesn't have your back.
Doesn't have my back. She put me out to the fire.
Oh, she was laughing at you and drinking.
She was laughing. She called me out. She was ready for all of this, man. Like, she wanted to see it, and then she saw it. She hasn't respected me since either.
No,
Tim,
nor should she.
You remember that time you put the piece of mail into my neighbor's recycling bin and he started yelling at you?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Step right up. Kevin fucking got in his face.
I started yelling at him. I told him to go fuck himself, right? Give me a chance to talk to this man, I'll fix all your problems.
To be clear, in that situation, I wasn't the bitch. And I'm not going to call him out specifically, but they're in this room right now.
Sure, sure.
And it wasn't me and it wasn't Kevin.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There was someone who was like, "Oh, sorry, let me get the mail out." And I was like, "Leave the fucking mail there. Fuck you, neighbor."
Because you threw something out in his trash can, and that is
gives a fuck. He left his trash can on the street.
That's
I've had problems with this mail, this neighbor before, and I'll be damned if he's gonna yell at my friend.
See, I didn't know the history. I didn't know the history.
I was telling you the history.
Nick's license plate was there.
That's
Nick. Nick didn't want this smoke.
I didn't want that smoke. Where there's smoke, there's fire. So, well, let me just dial it back real quick. So, this kid, the dad's rationale for allowing this bad behavior from this child is that a long time ago, this kid had a connection with someone at this house. And that's as far as the dad has explored into this. Because now, my mind goes, this connection was not a positive connection. If this kid hates this house so fucking much, that he's ringing the doorbell and terrorizing the people in it. So I would sit that kid down and be like, what happened to you in this house? What was the experience that you had that was so negative that you have to now feel like you have to lash out and act out?
We're getting to the root of the issue here.
That's the thing that you're missing the point of, though, Nick, is that the dad is purely trying to discipline this child. He didn't bring up the fact of reasoning for why the kid's doing it until he thought I was being aggressive. He mistook my surprise and excitement that he was referring to Cool Greg being this connection,
right,
as an antagonistic thing of like, no, we've been here forever.
I see.
Because he was saying, he was like, no, there was a connection before. And but that excited me. So I lit up and I was like, whoa, when was this? And but he took that as like, when was this?
When I really meant to like, liar? When was you're it? Lying to me. Yeah.
Yeah, that type of thing.
So, like, I get that, but if you talk to him again, you might want to be like, hey, what was the relationship between your child and the man that lived here before? Because I might want to ask
a bit of man.
I can't think of the scenario to where I'm ding-dong ditching a house because I had a connection. Like, unless, like, if I knew the people that were in that house, like, if I was friends with them, then, yeah, I'm ding-dong ditching all day. Like, that's my job at that point.
Yeah, but, like, if it was, go ahead.
I had a random connection with a person in this house one time.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
Gross. Blessing, were you ever 4 years
old? Yeah, but like I wasn't like a ding dong ditcher at 4 years old. You know, like I feel like I didn't have that inkling to do that until I was about like 8 or 9.
I think they're starting them young. I think it also has to deal with like maybe the older brothers and sisters are at that age and the younger kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a good point. The idea that it's trickling down makes sense. And like, yeah, this kid doing it is a result of him having bad influences.
Mm-hmm. Now, can I offer you another solution for this, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
You have the child's picture, right? You have all these kids' pictures. Presumably you can pull stills from your video.
Yes.
Make a shirt that says we're all bitches. And it's just the pictures of all the kids and sell that. Give that to all of the kids you can find in the neighborhood so that wearing these shirts. And these kids are like, oh, shit, I'm fucking with a guy that's got a bank account. Like, daddy's got a couple $1,000 he could put toward ruining your life right now. Wouldn't even matter. Wouldn't even scratch the surface. 40 years old. This is what I live for. I don't have kids so I can terrorize other kids. That's the whole point.
Okay. Okay. That's good.
I'm not saying I think good. I honestly think you contact who's in the house before and you bring them back and like you have them from the kids, right?
That's
like
really good.
And like you don't know what they did. It could have been good or bad. All you know is that this person had a connection. You know, let them live through it, right? Like let them have that confrontation and like let's see what happens. You know, whether the kids see them and cry or like whether it's like a hugging situation.
I like that idea. I will say that I have looked at their house, not in too much detail, but I looked around. I'm not seeing any cameras.
Tim, you say the word. You say the word. I'll. Sorry.
You. Whoa. Oh God, Andy, so close.
Andy, sorry, Tim. I cut you off.
Let me see it again. There it is. I like that little fade too. There's like a 4-frame fade in that transition. It's so creepy. It looks like something Vin Diesel would post on his Instagram. Get really close. It's so terrible. Ladies, oh, there it is. Look at you. Yeah.
Oh man.
We're going to make fun of Andy in just a second, but I do want to take a break to tell you about our sponsors. Our first sponsor, everyone, is Honey. Listen, we all shop a lot online, right? But did you know you can make online shopping even better? You can with Honey. That's right. Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel as easy as it's supposed to be. We use Honey all the time. Tim and Kevin swear by this. Tim in his personal life and Kevin in our business life, where he runs every purchase he possibly can for the business through Honey first to make sure we're getting the best price available on the internet. Here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites like Target or Sephora or Macy's. You get the point. When you check out, this little box drops down. All you have to do is click apply coupons. Within a few seconds, you wait for it to scan for every promo code on the internet and then boom, watch the price drop. Like we talked about before, we love this. Tim loves a good deal. There's nothing he likes more than scheming to try and get the best possible price for an object on the internet. And he knew about Honey even before I did, which is great, which is a telltale sign that we like this service a lot. Honey has found over its 18 million members over $2 billion in savings. Did you know Honey supports over 30,000 stores online and they're adding even more every day? Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. Let's see. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. I mean, we've saved thousands using this thing. And you know, if you buy a lot of stuff, you probably will too. Plus, it's backed by PayPal, so you know it's reliable. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kinda. That's joinhoney.com/kinda. Next up, we have, if I can get to it, there it is, ExpressVPN. What is ExpressVPN? Well, let me tell you right now. Okay. So we all know that ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, right? Haha. But here's something you might not know. You can also use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries. You've heard us talk about The Last Dance, which is a ESPN series right now that's not on Netflix in our country. But if you use ExpressVPN, you can probably find it in other countries where it is available on Netflix. And I thoroughly recommend you do that because it is a phenomenal, phenomenal 10-part documentary series. It's so simple to do. Just fire up ExpressVPN app, change your location to the UK or wherever the show you want to watch is available, refresh Netflix, and boom, there it is. See, ExpressVPN hides your IP address and lets you control where you want sites to think you're located. You can choose from almost 100 different countries. I didn't even know that was that many countries. So just think about all the Netflix libraries you can go through. And let me tell you, I love this. There's nothing I like more than when I go to another country and I pop on Netflix because, of course, when I'm traveling, all I want to do is watch TV. And I see shows that I should be watching in America. This will allow you to do that. But it's not just Netflix. ExpressVPN works with any streaming service like Hulu or the BBC iPlayer. That sounds intellectual. YouTube, you name it, they got it. There are hundreds of VPNs out there. But the reason we use ExpressVPN to watch shows is that it's ridiculously fast. There's never any buffering or lag, and you can stream in HD, no problem. ExpressVPN is also compatible with all your devices, phones, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So you can watch what you want on your personal device or on the big screen wherever you are. If you visit this special link right now at expressvpn.com/kindoffunny, you can get an extra 3 minutes of, 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Again, that's expressvpn.com/kindoffunny. You can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Support the show, watch what you want, and protect yourself with ExpressVPN at expressvpn.com/kindoffunny. Now back to the show. And we're back, right? We don't read those sponsors yet, or do we do those now?
No.
We'll do that later.
Do that after the show.
Tuesday after the fact. And Tim had the right idea. I was like, God, I have to pee so bad.
You guys can go pee. Me and Blessing can catch up.
Nah, he beat me to it. He beat me to it. It's all good. It's all
fine. Here's a real question for you guys. When are we playing Predator Hunting Ground again? Is that happening tonight?
Dude, I'm down. I've been thinking about it, honestly. I've been kind of craving it a little bit.
Andy, let's get on it tonight, and let's not invite Greg because he never invites me anymore. He's level 90, and he's like, I'm like, so you've been playing a lot, right? And he's like, no. I'm like, well, you were level 80 last time we played, and that was a week ago. So clearly something's happening in here. This fucking Mama Luke. He's out there just
what are you calling him?
Call him a Mama Luke.
What is that?
Where's that from?
A derogatory term. Italians call it Italians, or like stupid people. It might be very racist, but I don't think so. I think it's just a term. It's like, let me look it up.
It's best to just let it fly before you look at before you look it up.
Well, I made an allusion to a child being molested earlier today too. So that was, that's where we're at right now. Mama Luke.
Not forgiveness, not permission.
Luke. Yeah, let's see. What is it? Mama Luke is an Italian word, actually Italian slang word for someone who does something dumb, silly, stupid, or foolish. Yeah, so it's not bad. It's like calling someone a dumbass.
Dummy. Idiot.
Idiot. Yeah, sometimes we have some of that. Sometimes we all have the old parlances that noodle around, and I'm like, that one's questionable. But I was pretty sure Mama Luke was going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And here's my. Do we call this podcast How to Fuck with Children Who Are Fucking with You? Or do we call it What Do You Hear? Like, what do you do when you hear people fucking? Because I feel like that's a good headline as well, Andy.
Do you join in when other people are fucking?
Yeah,
exactly. It's time. On your side.
That's good. No, who brought this point up that you know where these people live and they don't have cameras? That was you, Tim, right? Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I'm willing to do my part as a friend and business partner and terrorize these poor kids with just ding dong. I would walk the fuck up and ring the doorbell, wait for them to answer, and I'll just walk away.
I would pay literally my last paycheck to see Nick Scarpino ding dog ditch anyone.
Oh, I'll fucking do it today. Deal for that paycheck. I know how much.
Kevin, I need you to come up for a second.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Nick, the guy that won't fucking stand in line with us when he's legally allowed to get on an airplane early?
Already making me nervous. I don't want to.
Yeah, do this. There's no way. It sucks because Nick, you'd be so good at it if you just rang the bell and stood there, just looked at them for a little while, turned around, and walked away. That would be so scary for them.
What if you just have this? What if I rang the doorbell and I looked at them and they answered and I looked at them and then as I walked away, it revealed a present, a box that's neatly wrapped, and when they unwrap it, it's a picture of all their children with the term "these kids are bitches." And then the next day, everyone's wearing those shirts. How do we feel about that?
I like it.
I love that. And Nick, I'm on your side. I want you to know that out of all the people here at Kind of Funny, with the exception of Kevin, I do feel like you would strike the most fear into these children. Mm-hmm. But I also want to bring up the fact that in your mind, what I just saw you do is you ring the doorbell and you looked up at the kids. Small children, Nick.
Is it not upstairs?
That tall,
I imagine
there's
it's like a gated
community. The armpit hair and he's tall.
Like, I imagine they're like behind like a gated compound and like you have to walk up to the kids. That's what I imagine when you ring the doorbell and you look up and you're like all the way up all the way at the top of these stairs. These children.
That's fair. See, the reason I looked up is because I'm preparing for the dad to answer. Like, you don't look out your window and see me and go, I'm a child. I might as well open this up and see what this giant, scary, bearded man is doing. You go get your fucking swelled out
giant,
dad.
Giant, scary.
again, if you're 3 foot two, Kevin, a 5 foot eight human being is tall and
they,
old.
But no, but they understand. They see tall people. You're just one of the, you know, normal sized people.
Look at this. Look at this beard. That's terrifying.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I didn't want to turn. Like I had to make the joke because it was real. But
yeah,
I want to like. I don't know if compliment's the right word for what we're talking about here, sure. But like you would strike fear. Like that beard
is terrifying.
It instills dominance.
Thank you. I've been growing it out for 2 months. This is my coronavirus beard. And I'm going to be honest. I was going to say
at the beginning of the show, it looks incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been sculpting it forward a little bit. And I've found that the key to having the shape that I want here is to let the underside grow out to support it. And like pushing it forward a little bit because I want to get when I saw The Gentleman starring Charlie Hunnam and Matthew McConaughey, Hunnam had a beard like this. And I was like, that's so cool that it comes to a point. But I have very like thinner hair. So it just kind of curls underward. So I had to get a lot of underbrush underneath this
push
forward a little bit. Yeah, smart. I got the bush. Wow. The bush push.
It's powerful.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to shave my head badly. Like if they find this out one more month, I'm shaving it. That's when sure.
I would when love that. Nick looking like Common.
Because I don't support this idea. I get it, and it's gonna look dope one day. But I feel like once you do that, there's no coming back to this. And you have such a weird complex about your hair. You have fantastic hair.
I like hair now
of it, like with what you say, yeah. But it's like it's fantastic. It doesn't matter. Like you look good.
That sentiment is mirrored with my wife. But there's just such an ease of use when you have a head that's shaved that I miss that a little bit.
And there's a powerfulness to it. Like, I feel like if Nick had a shaved head and a full beard, like I'd fear him twice as much as I already do.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, how much do you fear me on a scale of 1 to 10? How much do you fear me right now?
I like a strong like 2.5 maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not even enough to really like measure on the Richter scale of fear. Let's be perfectly honest. Like that's when there's that level of an earthquake, the same level of fear you feel for me. Like the scientists look and they go, someone may have just dropped something in the next room. That's we're not quite sure if that was a real earthquake or if Kevin dropped his coffee. So that's fair. That's fair.
You shave your head is going up to a 3 though.
Okay, solid 3. So from a 2.5 to a 3.
No, for sure.
I think he goes to a 9 or something like that. I think it'll look menacing.
There's that picture on my Instagram right now. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. That's the only problem. If I had a thicker, see, if I had Tim's hair,
sorry, what is on your Instagram?
There's a picture of me with my shaved head on my Instagram with me and Fran back in the day.
Oh,
yeah, but you don't have the massive beard like you do now.
Yeah, that's and true. You don't look like that anymore.
I'm going to take a picture of myself from that same angle and Photoshop my beard onto that and see what it's going to look like. Because I feel like I want to see what that's going to be.
Still blocked?
Kevin just brought up my Instagram just to show me that he has, in fact, still not unblocked. And I respect that, Kevin. It's the long game. And I get it.
Nick, I want you to know that I typed in Instagram.com/ and I thought your name popped up and I was expecting a bald man. I hit enter and just went to Vin Diesel.
Andy, can you give me a little Vin Diesel right now? Can you give me a little Vin Diesel?
It's not Vin Diesel at all.
I fucking love this show.
How did you do that? Did you just get close up to it? I want to try it. I can do it.
No, it's because I set up virtual camera, so I have all of my OBS. I have all my OBS shit here. I have all my shit here.
Oh, look at that.
It's because I have my virtual cam set up.
Oh, that's amazing. What the fuck
is that? You know, see?
Do we win in Valorant?
Wait, Andy. So, can you bring up Tom Nook?
Oh, my God.
This is really good, Andy.
So, like, how do you make this? Is it... There are 3 different video layers underneath the Tom Nook image.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
Can you fuck with the colors? Isn't there an effects?
I do. Yeah, I do. Okay. Like the Mario.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, a little bit. Like I had to fuck with Mario's skin to make it match my skin.
Jesus, it's disturbing. Terrifying. I love it though. Is Nick trying to figure it out, you think? Or
No. I'm reading through some Patreon questions. We got some good ones this week. I'm trying to pick one that I think we can all have some fun with. Because, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to back this show, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and you can back us at the $5 or above tier and write into this show, ask us questions, just like Joseph C. did. He said, how's it going, guys? This is more of a hypothetical question, but let's say once this whole COVID-19 blows over, you're given an all-expense-paid trip to wherever you want in the world, first class, five-star hotel, etc., but you can only choose one country. Where would you go? Bonus points if you say South Africa. Are you guys clamoring to travel at all during this whole thing? Or do you just think once the stores are reopened, staying put in Cali?
I just want to go outside, you know? I know, like, realistically, I know I can go outside, but, like, I want to go outside with purpose and, like, consistently, right? Like, I want to return to work, right? Like, I don't necessarily feel the need to travel anywhere. I just, like the thing that I'm kind of ready for is to, like, return going to the studio daily.
Yeah. What I need is one of you all, or more responsible adults, maybe Kevin, because, you know, Kevin had to fire and told off his architects or whatever the fuck happened, which is like such an adult thing that Kevin did the other day. What I need one of y'all bigger adults to do is make sure you get a basketball hoop set up somewhere, because I want to play basketball so bad. And obviously, like, parks, I can't.
No,
I can wear a mask, and if I'm there alone, maybe nothing will happen. But if other people
basketball courts are closed. Like, I've been going out with Gia a lot to, like, random ass parks and, like, for walks and shit. And anytime there's a basketball hoop, there's, like, a sign next to it that's like, this is closed. You can't.
Got it.
Andy, if Nick approves a $500 budget, I can make the new studio, which is currently getting the floors done. But as soon as that's done, I can put basketball courts, two of them up. And right now, there's no one there.
I would freak out, Kevin. I would freak out, because that would be my haven. I would,
like, we can put a camera there, Nick. I think this could be a KFAF show. It's just an hour of him playing basketball.
Because it's like on the level, right? We cannot afford we've all voted. We cannot afford that expense, unfortunately. But what we can do is we'll get you that hoop that you guys bought for the office that you used for 1 week and then just kind of stuck into the wall every time someone tried to close the door. You can have that and put it above your bed so that you can jump on your bed and do slam dunks just like Michael Jordan used to do.
Okay. No, because I really and, would.
Andy.
Yeah, exactly, Kevin. One of
it's
those.
It's $78. I'll get you two of them. Nick, the budget has just dropped down to $186.
I just dropped one of those on the Tal Blevins head one time by accident.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. That was horrifying.
Wait, like.
Almost ruined IGN.
It's true.
Well,
Ninja?
It was at the end of E3, and I didn't realize there were sandbags on it for a reason. And I was just talking to someone, and subconsciously I picked up one of the sandbags just to feel the weight. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back, because the whole thing tipped over and the rim fell right onto Tal Blevins' head. And he was like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, "That was my bad. That was on me."
Wait, and it was like right after Tal gave his big, like, "We just killed E3. Like, good job."
It was the end of E3.
Like, I'm the leader and we all killed it. And here's the speech. And then Nick just tries to kill him.
Wait, this person's name is Tal Blevins.
Tal Blevins. Old IGN, like, high.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I heard Tyler Blevins, who is Ninja, and I got very nervous that, like,
Nick did not yet attack Ninja.
I have never,
but
nor
he's
do
starting
I have
a
any plans to attack Ninja.
Are you sure? Because you have a rivalry with like 9 other people.
Hungry eyes, box hands.
Hungry eyes.
You can eat my lunch for all I care. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. No, I wouldn't fuck with Ninja. He seems too nice. He just seems way too nice.
Also, in that insult, don't you want to eat his lunch?
You can eat my lunch, bro.
But doesn't that mean you're giving him your lunch?
Between these legs, eat it.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
To answer your question, Josh, see, I would love to go to South Africa one of these days. That's like a dream trip for me and my wife. But I just would love to get the fuck out of San Francisco. I just want to go to Napa and stay in a hotel or someplace that's not my apartment for one night. Just, and then I'm right there with Andy. Like I said the other day, or with Blessing, I was telling my wife, I was like, God, I wish I could just go to a movie. And she goes, but there's nothing to see and you don't like going to movies. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go. I just want the option to go. Just so I can feel like I could go and then go, I don't really want to go over to see a movie.
Yeah.
You know, that's been the hardest part.
Yeah. Like when it comes to traveling, I've always wanted to set aside time to go somewhere, but I just, like, I'm so bad at planning. I'm so bad at thinking that far ahead. But like, if I could Now they said it would be like a one or a, an all expense paid trip or what was the
all expense paid trip. You get first class, 5-star hotel, every all expense paid.
God, I mean my dream destinations have always been to go to Tokyo or to go to go visit the Shire in New Zealand. I would love to just I just want to be among like beautiful vistas and landscapes and shit like that. I just like whether it's awesome city architecture in Tokyo or whether it's awesome mountainscapes and like all sorts of cool shit like that. We're going to be seeing a lot of that in Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. Peter Jackson loves those helicopter shots rotating and rocking. I love it, dude. Love it.
Okay, guys. Now for the next 15 pages, the scene is going to be them running across a beautiful.
You're such a hater. You don't believe any of this.
Running across
Andy. Nick's doing the plot. Like Nick is going to regale us with the freaking plot of Lord of the Rings after we watch the extended editions. Like I've seen a lot of comments that are like, should they break this up into multiple parts? And we're not going to. No. We're going all in on this.
Yeah.
And I'm scared. So I'm very scared.
I'm scared really only for Tim because I know you've only watched them like once or whatever, but I still feel like the standard editions are obviously they're shorter and they're more easily digestible and you won't
You're gonna be so fucking bored when you watch these.
So
no, here's the thing
bored.
Though. I want to like this. I really do.
Everybody wants to like it, but there's
Nick, you don't feel this way. You're such a liar.
Something wrong in your brain to like these movies.
You're such a liar. He's so
to watch him, and he can't wait to see him again.
He's such a fucking
liar. No, real talk. I've only watched them once, and that was it. And I watched all three extended edition over 1 week. Together, and that was the only experience I had with.
Did watch that? Okay, so you watched the extended editions already?
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't understand why anybody would like this, but it's like I felt like I was missing out on a lot of shit. So it's like I feel like with you guys, it kind of given me some like tidbits and hints and shit along the way. Like that might help. It might help, but like I am a little worried though because I felt similarly about the Kevin Smith movies, where I was like. I've seen most of these once and like, I just feel like I'm missing out on why everyone loves them and we're halfway through. And I gotta say, I'm having a tough time.
It's tough, but this is not like that. The Lord of the Rings movies are like phenomenally well-made movies. It's just, you have to like science, like fantasy. Action fiction or whatever genre this is. You have to really like that. And to be fair, they're beautifully made. It's perfectly done. If you like the source material, this is as good of a transition from a book to a movie as you're ever going to see, but they don't need to be like the fact that one of the movies, the extended cut, is over 4 hours is egregiously pretentious.
Nobody over 4 hours?
That much information. Look at Andy's smile.
It's the extended cut. I'm so excited.
Andy,
4 hours?
Real talk, Andy. How do you feel about Return of the King extended cut being over 4 hours?
I've seen Fellowship extended cut before. I have not seen Two Towers or Return of the King extended cuts all the way through because they were always seen at my aunt's house in Austin who had access to the extended cuts. I never did. I only ever had the standard trilogy on Blu-ray when it came out in the little gold box set or whatever. So I've never fully seen them all the way through, but I've seen multiple scenes on YouTube that are from the extended cuts. Like, I mean, I love it, dude. I love the world. I love, like, I have such an appreciation for the creation of this backstory and the universe. And like, it's mind blowing to me that you can create something like this with such like insane detail. It's so fucking cool to me.
I'll say to prepare for it, I'm watching all of Viggo Mortensen's old film, mostly just G.I. Jane. So I just watched G.I. Jane.
Fantastic.
His shorts in that movie are so short. Kevin, can you do me a favor and Google Viggo Mortensen G.I. Jane shorts?
Got it.
He wears just tiny little shorts, and then they wear combat boots and like hiking socks that are kind of puffy.
Bless. And we talked about Batman v Superman for 4 hours. Right? Was it four?
It was four,
but Andy, but I mean, there's so much that is vistas and stuff where it's like 2 hours of it is just gonna be like, and then they panned over, so that shot's just gonna be quick.
It'll be fast. I think this will go. I think it's gonna be 2.5 hours per episode because there's not the thing is the movies that we can debate on. Or that
he looked good in this.
He looks great.
He look looks at how great. Fucking awesome he looks in that movie. Look how short they are. Why?
Really short shorts.
Oh my god!
Is that, if anyone out there is a Navy SEAL and you're listening to this podcast, can you please explain to me why Navy SEALs have to wear shorts that short?
It's so kind of crazy to me. I didn't realize that Viggo Mortensen did a lot of stuff before Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, he was a pretty big actor.
I only knew like Viggo Mortensen after like post Lord of the Rings shit with High Tension. What's the name of the movie?
High Tension.
No, there's a movie with Viggo Mortensen where he's like a fucking he gets revenge.
A couple he made. One was called The History of Violence, I think. Where it was
The one. Never mind. What's High Tension? High Tension's a movie.
You're probably thinking Vertigo, which is a Alfred Hitchcock film.
High Tension is a 2005 French movie that I remember watching because we thought it was supposed to be all cool, and I was like,
"Is that the one with parkour in it?"
No,
it's a really good French film that like focuses on parkour.
No, I don't think.
High Tension's really fucked up, though.
Yeah, but it's one of those movies, Kevin, where like me and my friends were watching it because we thought it was supposed to be like the coolest fucking best thing ever. Yeah, and I remember we just didn't get it. Like, it was really violent and shit, but
it's one of those movies where it ends and you're like, oh shit, okay, a lot of that didn't happen the way you thought it happened. And yeah. then she did it.
Well, spoilers.
You're never gonna watch it.
Wow.
I'm gonna watch a
friend. I'm thinking of District 13. It's a very obscure movie, but I watched that in French class.
I know District 13. Was that the one? Yeah. Or wait, what one was a parkour movie, right?
Yes, District 13 is a parkour movie. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I remember that movie. That was when like parkour just started breaking, and people were like, "What is this weird term?" And that one came out. It was supposed to be dope.
It was pretty cool when I watched it.
Yeah, I always think of that, and I think Attack the Block, but that has nothing to do with parkour.
Attack the Block's
dope fucking movie, though.
I'll tell you, super good. Can I tell you guys about a movie that I watched over the weekend that I'll probably talk about on screencast this week?
No.
Save it for screencast?
Yeah.
I'll just tell you the name of it, and you have to tune in this week on screencast to hear my thoughts on it. It's called Underwater, starring Kristen Stewart and TJ Miller.
Oh, yeah. I was really trying to get you to go to watch this movie.
Fun. Yeah.
It came out in January.
You've told me not to tell my opinion, right?
Keep it yours. Should I watch it?
Yes,
you have to watch screencast to find out, Kev.
Yes, you should.
Well, I got a movie question for you guys. I'm not on screencast this week, and I haven't seen this movie, so it's not really spoilers of any sort. Has anyone here seen the movie Torque?
Yeah. No. Joseph Kahn's movie about biker boys, whatever it is.
Yeah, so it's a Joseph Kahn movie that's about motorcycles and from the producers of The Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it's got Ice Cube in it, I believe, is one of the characters.
Yes, Ice Cube is in it.
Basically Fast and Furious with motorcycles. And if I remember correctly, I think I've seen it twice. I enjoyed the shit out of it both times.
That's the thing is I always thought that it was just like such a joke of a movie that it's like the worst thing and everyone fucking hates it. There's no good about it. But then I saw a GIF of two people on motorcycles fighting with the motorcycles.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Final Fantasy type shit.
Oh shit! So I bought the Blu-ray on Amazon that moment based on the GIF. So I haven't got it yet. It's delayed because of COVID. But in 2 weeks, I will watch Torque, and I'm very excited.
You need to tell me that the fucking Blu-ray of Torque is not an essential delivery.
It's kind of crazy.
Justice.
Yeah.
This movie is directed by Joseph Kahn. The I don't know. Damn it! I hate when they do this. I hate Andy when they do.
What
the
do you hate?
They do it in like order of appearance on IMDb, not in order of like, because then I don't know who the main character is.
Yeah,
it's a fellow named Dane Cook. I assume he's the main character. He's not.
Main character. Nick, I love when they do that. It makes it so easy to find that the character where you're like, oh, he came in at this point. And it's like, okay.
Martin Henderson is the main character, the main character in Ice Cube. This movie's dope. I think you're gonna enjoy the shit out of it.
I'm and very excited. The GIF made it look awesome in the bad, like it, the movie kind of looks like if Too Fast, Too Furious was made when The Fast and the Furious came out, number 4.
Yeah, that's probably what happened,
or when Fast and Furious came out. Yeah,
Guys, speaking of Joseph Kahn, by the way, Charles Jacobson wrote it and said, "Freak" by George Michaels is such a great song. And the music video is too, to quote Nick out of contents, nasty, worth the $2 million that it cost to make it. He noticed that Joseph Kahn worked on it. And it's something that we often bring up and never had a topic dedicated to him. So what are some of the best friends videos he worked on? And what are your thoughts on Freak? I don't know that I have any thoughts on the George Michaels video Freak. Blessing to you.
I don't know what the fuck.
Not at all.
I didn't know he worked on this, but yeah, I mean, Joseph Kahn, we've talked about before. He's the guy that got in. He's a great music video director, and he got in with Taylor Swift. And then I started following him on Twitter, and I was like, wow, you tweet a lot, Joseph Kahn.
And a lot and very, very, very loud. Very loudly. Yeah. No, dude, Joseph Kahn is fucking awesome. He is a true artiste. And that's why I'm very excited to see this Torque movie, even though I'm sure it's going to be dumb fun. He made a movie called Bodied 2 years ago that is the underground rap battle scene. Bless, have you seen Bodied?
I've not seen Bodied. This God sounds like it's in my alley, though.
We talked about it for like 3 weeks on the morning show a long time ago.
Yes, exactly. And it was awesome when it finally came out. That was another movie. I bought Torque and I bought Bodied to watch again. I wish that we weren't in quarantine because, Bless, I'd have you over so we could watch it. It is phenomenal. One of my favorite movies of the year it came out. And Joseph Kahn just gets it, man. Like he understands like the passion behind the different kind of topics that he is making content out of and just delivers and goes full on. He's mainly a music video director.
Yeah, I'm looking through his videography and he has like a lot of music videos that he's directed, including Bad Blood by Taylor Swift, which is an excellent, excellent music video.
So he's done, quote unquote, all of Taylor Swift's modern music videos. There's been a couple exceptions, but he has done everything that you guys have seen in the last couple of years. But more than that, he did the Thong Song video.
That's right.
From Cisco.
Oh. Right. He was the one that was, that's right. Because at that time, that was what, like, wasn't that the most expensive music video ever made?
Yep. One of, and it still is one of the most expensive music videos.
I would love, and I'm sure you know the answer to it, but I would love the opportunity to sit down with Joseph and be like, where'd all that money go? Where did it go?
It was him flying over the girls. That was it.
You know what it was?
All the CGI.
Because I feel like it certainly didn't go towards Cisco's wardrobe because he barely wears a shirt in that. So like where, and everyone else is in thongs. So like, where did it go? Is it that expensive to shoot in Miami Beach?
He's received awards for Brandy and Monica's The Boy Is Mine, Britney Spears' Toxic, Chris Brown's Forever, The Pussycat Dolls' When I Grow Up, Eminem's We Made You, Britney Spears' Womanizer, Eminem's Love the Way You Lie. It like just keeps going on and on. Like he just has hit after hit. Wow. After hit.
We Made You, underrated music video. I'll say it.
Totally. Me too. Perfectly rated song.
Yes. It was a radio single though, and it did just about what it needed to do.
Guys, I want to talk about something really, really important and vital to the survival of our species. I don't know whether or not to save it for the post show or not.
You know what? I think you should save it for the post show, Andy, because we've had a great podcast and I feel like that was a good place to wind up. And I apologize for not picking up on your subtle attempt to end the podcast earlier, but we're here. I'd be a little better if you were Vin Diesel for me right now. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been the Kind of Funny podcast. Of course, we do this each and every week. It posts all over the place, but I think it posts Friday, but I'm not quite sure. Greg will be back, I believe, for the gold topic this week. But again, if you guys want to help support the show, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Back us at any level. It really helps. Of course, if you're watching, if you watch any of our live content over on Amazon or Twitch, if you guys have Amazon Prime, hey, use that Twitch Prime and give us that free $5. Of course, if you got no bucks to give, no big deal. Just go ahead and subscribe to our channel. Every subscriber counts. It helps us. It helps our morale every time we see that number go up. We like having people be a part of our family, and we like it, especially if you leave a comment on this video letting us know what you do when you hear people having hotel sex. Do you join in from your side of the wall, or do you call the concierge like a fucking asshole and be like, they're making too much? No, oh, it's over. It's over. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, it's been our pleasure to serve you.